Hey everybody, welcome to a very special Stone Cold Shots Shotgun bonus episode. Boom. Bang. It's Royal Rumble month. It's Rumble week. This should be coming out on the weekend of the Royal Rumble. You're probably listening to this as you pregame for TakeOver.
Yeah, definitely doing that.
Yeah.
What better way to celebrate the Royal Rumble than to watch the greatest Royal Rumble?
The greatest Royal Rumble. Yeah, we're going to be doing, if you listen to our Royal Rumble 2015 two-parter episodes, we're going to be doing kind of like a little live watch-along, kind of like we did for that. Before we get into that, why don't you guys introduce yourselves and tell me, who do you think is going to win the men and or women's Royal Rumble this Sunday?
Well, I'm the internet darling, Josh Felix Pryor, and I think that Brock Lesnar is going to win the men's Royal Rumble.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that I'm going to say Shayna Baszler is going to win the women's Royal Rumble.
Okay, all right.
Yeah.
What does the Royal Rumble get you?
Main event title shot at WrestleMania.
Okay, so you think Brock Lesnar will fight himself?
Or just like sit it out.
Okay.
I don't know what the... Does he get to choose his own opponent?
Would he not fight The Fiend?
Yeah, he could. Yeah, the other champion, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right, there's another guy. He'd fight Adam Cole, baby.
He'd go down to NXT.
My name is Lauren. I'm a regular darling. I can't remember a lot of people. Like, I haven't thought about it at all.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm going to say for the men's Royal Rumble, I think probably Brock Lesnar is pretty accurate, but I'm going to throw in a curveball and say, what if it was like Daniel Bryan or something?
That could be good. And like, it also could be used to like put over one of the new guys, like somebody like, you know, Keith Lee or somebody.
Well, hold up.
Sorry.
And the women's, I think it'll be like Bayley or something stupid.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm Campbell Falconer. I'm not a darling of any type. I never got a darling moniker.
Well, I just stole from Josh. Yeah. But
you can steal one too if you want.
Yeah. I'm trying to think for the women's. I think it's probably like Shayna Baszler seems like the obvious choice, but just like it's gonna be Charlotte. Mm. Like I feel like they're just going to like push like. Maybe I'm like a little cynical right now, but like I feel like the WWE women's division right now, especially on the main roster, is like they're just cycling through the same four people.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I think Shayna versus Becky could be really great.
Yeah.
I think like Asuka versus Becky could be really great.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, could be Asuka.
I feel like it's just like it's gonna be Charlotte. Like
Ronda could come back.
But yeah. I almost feel like it's gonna be a thing where Charlotte's gonna say like, you know, like you won last year, but that was like a triple threat. You never pinned me, mm-hmm. so I'm going to yada 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 yada.
Yeah. Yeah.
For the men's, I don't think it's going to be Keith Lee. I just wanted to step on you there. I think Keith Lee's going to be in the Rumble, and I think Keith Lee is going to be like the powerhouse of the Rumble.
He's going to have like a Kane or a Roman run in there.
Yeah, mm-hmm. I think I see Roman, and we get they've kind of positioned themselves right now where we could get the Roman Brock WrestleMania main event that we were supposed to get 4 or 5 years ago.
Roman Fiend also.
Roman Fiend, sure, but I think like Vince probably still sees money in
Brock.
Roman Brock, yeah, okay. Right? And that's the thing where it's like they had to do the Seth Rollins cash in, and I feel like Vince still somewhere back there is like, no, it's got to be.
I think that's such a bad move, though.
I didn't say what I think would be a good move. I said I think what is going to happen.
Like I don't know. Like they're finally like, you know, they got people to stop hating on Roman so hard,
mm-hmm.
and I think, you know, if you do a rehash, it's like Cena and Orton, right? They fought so many times.
What?
Like, son of a bitch. But they fought so many times that even though, like, you know, people like, you know, some people liked Orton, and you know, Cena had whatever heat, they just like intensified that and they made it worse. And you know, every time they fought, everybody's like, same old shit, same old shit, you know? And I think, you know, like, I think it would be a bad move for Roman if they went down that road, but
I feel like it would just be so similar. Like, I think they would get stuck in a hole with the Fiend where like he's always doing the same thing that Bray Wyatt has always done, where he's like trying to push John Cena and break John Cena and get him to become a bad dude, like over and over again. Or like, wasn't the Fiend doing that too with Daniel Bryan recently? Like, I feel like it's just the same narrative. And I feel like that's the only thing you could do with Roman versus the Fiend.
I
don't know.
I think Roman Brock, there could be legs to that. I think we're at a position now where like people legitimately don't like Brock and people legitimately do like Roman. That I think right at this point in time, like, this is the closest we're ever going to get to that being a good idea for it to happen. And I think you could set it up in the Rumble, you know, a little bit, like, because Roman's on SmackDown right now, right? And the Fiend is like the champ on SmackDown. And I feel like if you have it, you have Roman going into it saying, if I win, I'm going to challenge the Fiend. And then something happens in the Rumble between him and Brock to set up him being like, you know what? No, fuck this. There's something there that you could do.
And like, you could use this as like a call up, like a proper NXT call up as well, if you had like, you know, somebody from NXT to win it. But
Rick Boogs.
Boogs.
Mojo Rawley. We're on the road to Mojo Mania.
Well, we'll see. I don't know. We'll cover it on our Road to WrestleMania podcast.
Well, in the meantime, let's sink our teeth into the greatest Royal Rumble.
Wow, what a time. What a time to be a wrestling fan, eh?
April 2018. This is about 2 years ago. I called in sick to work.
Yeah, I left work half day at work.
I went to Josh's place. We got pretty fucking drunk.
We got pretty toasty.
Watching this absolute train wreck.
Yeah, I just went to work.
This was like when the Saudi Arabia thing was funny. Because this was the first one, right?
Yeah.
And it was like, oh, this is fucking weird. This is like before the Khashoggi thing happened. This is before they ruined Shawn Michaels' legacy. This is before they brought in Hulk Hogan. This was just some good, clean fun.
I was pretty excited about this. I don't know about you guys, but I was like genuinely stoked about it.
I was not. I thought it was a joke. Like that. I basically, it was a joke. Like, I didn't think it would be like as insulting as it ended up being, or offensive, but I just thought it was silly, and I was looking forward to like all of this stupidness of like trying to squish all of this propaganda and all of this like dumb wrestling and like people who I don't know.
And it was a very bizarre feeling show. I remember watching it, and the crowd reaction was kind of dead, and the entire camera side front row area was all like big lounge chairs for like, you know, like the people with money. And like most of them just weren't even watching the event going on, right? And so that kind of took away something. And then like, yeah, it just had this air about it. It was just very weird. Like it was kind
of
like
all of the like ads, like the propaganda ads for like, come to Saudi Arabia.
We're changed.
It's great. Super fucking weird. I'm sure we'll get into that. So if you didn't listen to our last episode, or if you did listen to our last episode where we did the Rumble watch along, we have it queued up on the network. I'll give you the timestamp if you want to watch along at home with our commentary. You can do that, but you're probably on the bus, and that's fine too. Last time we played some drinking games to go along with that, but we had two more people and 20 fewer wrestlers. So rather than divvying up 50 wrestlers between the three of us, what we're going to do instead is we're going to take a drink every time somebody comes out for this Rumble that is not currently active on the WWE roster, and we're going to double drink for someone if it is their WWE debut, of which there are a couple that I cannot wait for them to come out.
We'll have some stakes in it. Like, we're going to rotate between the three of us. So every, like the first wrestler will get you know, Campbell, second wrestler Lauren, third wrestler I'll get. And we'll rotate throughout the Rumble and have a little bit of stakes into it.
And whoever gets Braun Strowman will, spoiler alert.
Oh, God.
Why did you do that? I didn't
This happened 2 years ago.
I don't think I've seen this.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry.
Weirdo.
If he wins, I don't know.
if he wins.
Take all the stakes out of this.
All right, so pulling it up now, we are on the WWE Network at the 4 hour, 58 minute, and 35 second mark.
Nope, that's the end of the Rumble.
Oh, that's the 3 hour, 31 minute, and 37 second mark. I was wondering why the seconds weren't changing. Thank you for getting me there. All right,
we've got the rules.
We got
two superstars will enter the ring every 90 seconds. Another superstar will enter.
Yeah.
Titan time.
Classic Royal Rumble.
Both feet much done.
Look at the fucking swords on that trophy. That is incredible.
That's kind of cool.
Yeah. Daniel Bryan coming in at number one. So is that I get Daniel Bryan?
Yeah, you get Daniel Bryan.
I fucking love Daniel Bryan.
What do you guys think of the new Daniel Bryan look?
Like with the short hair, his current short hair.
His Orange Cassidy look?
Yeah.
Yeah, he looks so much like Orange Cassidy.
Yeah, he looks like Orange Cassidy's like uncle or something.
I can't decide if he looks hotter now or if...
He looks younger.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
He looks like way younger.
Yeah, he looks like my cousin. It's really weird.
I think he should have just went full bald.
I can't decide if he looks hotter now, like my cousin.
I'm just saying my cousin is like a good-looking dude. Like, he just looks like very preppy now. Like, just like very preppy, sporty, like baseball player boy.
Yeah.
I don't know.
It's like a throwback to like when he first debuted in WWE,
It's like American Dragon.
Yeah.
Right? Like, it's cool.
I wish he'd like lean into it a little bit more. I think if he's going to go American Dragon, he needs to go full American Dragon.
You just know, start like choking people out with their ties and shit.
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh God. I forgot that record scratch.
The Dolph Ziggler record scratch.
Yeah. Did he have absolutely no music here?
No, nothing.
Oh God, I forgot about this. Just this silent walkout. That's so ballsy.
It's ballsy like when you're like Tommaso Ciampa.
Yeah.
Oh, now he's here to show the world.
I think the complete lack of music. There's something special about that.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Yeah.
I think it's like worth
Ciampa.
Dolph Ziggler? Yeah. It's better for Ciampa. Yeah.
Like everybody on NWA Power has that entrance. Yeah.
They're all running that gimmick.
Yeah.
That's funny.
I didn't mind the Dolph Ziggler sort of like thing when he was coming out dressed as The Undertaker. Yeah. And like when he, like, it was cute. They just clearly didn't.
There's no commitment to the bit.
Yeah. They had no idea where they were going
with
it. And
then he's back doing old Dolph Ziggler stuff and like. 2 months later, three months later, right? Like, they would just sort of stuck to it.
Yeah. I'm liking that Daniel's like a face again now. I really missed like doing the Yes Chants and cheering for him.
He had a great heel run there, though.
Oh, really great heel run.
Yeah, he can do anything he wants.
Yeah. So we got these two veterans, these two ring technicians starting
us off.
Feeling
each other out.
Yeah. This is like... Dolph Ziggler is just, like, the perennial number two in the Royal Rumble. Yeah. Like, that's just, like, his role in wrestling and his role in life, I feel like.
Wow.
Like, it's just, like, a guy that it's like, yeah, you can go out there and, like, for that minute and a half where it's a one-on-one segment, you're going to do great. And then...
Well, these guys are, like, you know, these are two of the perfect guys to have in here at one and two.
Yeah.
Because, you know, they're at least going to get, like, you know, 20, 30 minutes in the Rumble.
Yep.
They both can work with anybody, right?
Is this the, maybe spoilers, is this the one where Daniel Bryan goes like over an hour in this?
Or we'll have to watch and find out.
Okay, yeah. Because I know he set like a record recently. I can't remember if it was this or if it was like a different, like the Royal Rumble
this
afterwards.
This one match is over an hour.
Oh, yeah.
That's wild.
We're going to be here for a while. Buckle in. If you're listening at home.
I got four neutrals. I don't know if they're going to last me the whole hour. And
So
we'll see.
Yeah, let's do a little check-in with our drinky poos. What are you drinking, Campbell?
I got some PBR short boys here. You know, usually I'm a Labatt Blue man.
Oh, My person's coming in. Sin Cara. Fuck.
Wait, am fuck I fucking this. Dolph Ziggler?
Yeah, you're Dolph Ziggler.
Oh, Jesus. I forgot about that thing. Okay. Yeah.
Oh, this is garbage. I always get the fucking shittiest draws. Well, look at his fucking mask.
Oh, my God. This is fucking crazy.
Oh, he's probably going to get fucking eliminated right away.
No way.
Or botch something.
That was cool. That was all right.
All right. A little moonsault action from Sin Cara.
Yeah. I'm trying to...
Hey, oh, the one hour... The power! Who's Sin under Cara's that mask?
Fired
is that
up.
Ryback?
What's Sin Cara doing right now? They fired him, right? Is he back in, like, AAA?
Yeah, so or? He... So they fired him with, like, Luke Harper.
Right.
And who else did they let go? They let go of somebody else. And but Sin Cara showed up, like, the next night on AAA.
Oh.
AAA.
Clearly no... Like,
well, you know, Mexico doesn't.
Yeah.
You're gonna do. I'm sure WWE was like, kind of like, whatever.
Yeah. Like, there was a non-compete clause, yeah. But it was just like, ah, fuck, it's Sin Cara. Yeah. Who cares?
Can't believe he's drawing somewhere else now.
Yeah, they're like, AAA was probably just like, what? You can't prove that this is Sin Cara. Yeah. He's wearing a mask. That could be anybody. Like, that could be Luke Harper.
Sakara's actually looking pretty good in this match.
I think Sin Cara's all right. Like,
I remember I used to really, really like Sin Cara. Do you remember that?
Yeah, when he was part of the Lucha Dragons.
Yeah.
With Kalisto.
Oh no! Oh, there you go. Sin Cara's the first to be eliminated.
Oh.
I have a feeling.
Nine, eight,
they're
seven,
not going to eliminate
six,
Dolph Ziggler right now.
Five, four, three,
Daniel
two,
would just be standing there.
One. Who do we got?
Oh, Curtis Axel Campbell.
Woof.
Oh, the Miztourage.
Miztourage was great.
Yeah.
I was hoping they were going to bring back Damian Sandow and have him be the leader of the Miztourage.
Cool. Because
he was like the Miz stuntman for a while.
Yeah. Right, yeah, yeah. Well, man, he's tearing it up in NWA right now.
Yeah,
hey,
he's hilarious.
The third degree North American champion.
Yeah, you let him go like on the mic. That guy's funny.
Yeah. That. And his thing with the question mark right now is just kind of like redoing the Mizdow sort of bit. But I'm stoked that Miz turned heel again, eh?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like,
Miz is way better. The problem with the Miz, and you guys know this, like for Miz and Mrs., it's so hard to buy him as a heel.
Because
he's so likable.
Yeah.
But he's a good heel.
He's a great heel. And I like him with John Morrison again. You know, we'll see how that...
I didn't watch SmackDown.
I didn't watch SmackDown this week. I just saw it last week when John Morrison was just, like, poking his head out of Miz's dressing room.
Yeah. Looking real tan.
Yeah, looking tan.
Looking super tan, baby. Who we got? Lauren, this is your guy.
Yeah.
Mark Henry.
Drink! Oh, yeah. Okay.
Somebody gonna get their ass kicked. Somebody gonna get their wig split.
Oh, what a good song.
What a great song.
And they got 3-6 Mafia to do it. That's amazing.
Look at these people. Look at these Saudi boys.
These Saudi guys doing the millions of dollars
so
dance.
Why is it? Yeah.
Like, that's Titus O'Neil.
Yeah, I was about to say, they better keep that same energy for when Titus comes out.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
Funny. Is Curtis Axel currently on the roster?
I think he's still in the B team with Bo Dallas,
yeah,
right?
I think so.
Like,
is the B team still a thing?
Unfortunately.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
We just don't watch main event.
Yeah.
We never get to see them.
I barely watch Raw or SmackDown. Like.
Oh, Mark Henry's about
power.
To fuck up Curtis
look
Axel.
Look at the power. World's Strongest Slam.
Yeah.
He's just going to place him delicately over the top rope.
Nice.
There you go. And then.
Oh, man. Wait, no. Curtis Axel was my guy.
Oh, my God. All
right. So, Daniel Bryan, Dolph Ziggler trying to work together to lift this large man.
Yeah.
All right. We got a Josh entry coming up here.
Three, two.
Here we go, baby. We got the winner.
It's going to be Sami Zayn.
Oh,
wow.
Mike Kanellis.
Oh.
He's the greatest. This theme song was so good and so completely wasted. Like,
yeah.
Oh, man.
Oh, no, he can't bring his wife.
Yeah.
Mike Kanellis is definitely active on the WWE roster.
Yeah.
One of the greatest coups in WWE contract history. Him and Maria asked for a 5-year extension, or they gave him and Maria a 5-year extension, and then Maria got pregnant
immediately
after that. And Mike, oh, there goes Mike.
Oh, there you go. See you later, Mike.
And then Mike asked for his release from the company.
Yeah.
So they've been punishing him by not putting him on his shows.
Yeah. Well, and then didn't, I feel like they pulled the old contract extension pregnancy twice, didn't they? Didn't they hit him with that, like,
I don't know.
I think they doubled down on that, but I really, really, that theme song and that whole gimmick, like, especially,
could have,
like,
been something.
It really could have been something. Like, when
I think
they were,
NXT was probably the place for them to go, though.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think they had the right idea setting him up to feud against Sami Zayn on SmackDown initially.
Yeah.
It just didn't quite work out there. All right. This is my guy. Who do I got? What
got
the
some
fuck?
Drums?
Oh, we got our first debut.
All right, our debut. Hiroki Sumi.
Double drink.
So this is... Is it true? I heard about this, that... So Saudi Prince, he's like, I want The Undertaker, I want Brock Lesnar, I want Hulk Hogan to come back, I want Shawn Michaels backing up trucks. Didn't he say that he wanted Yokozuna?
That's right.
Who's famously been dead.
Apparently, they requested quite a few wrestlers that have been dead for some time.
And so they just got this random sumo wrestler.
Yeah, they wanted the Ultimate Warrior there.
Yeah. Who?
Oh, God.
What do you think this guy's doing right now?
I don't know.
He's probably a really successful sumo fighter.
You think he's at the Performance Center?
I don't think so.
No.
Squaring off against Mark
they
Henry.
They probably got him for this one
Look at these
show.
Two thick boys about to square off.
Yeah, this is, you want to talk about big boy season.
Yeah.
Yeah, look at how good squat this boy can do. Oh.
Uh-oh. Look to the crowd. This is a WrestleMania moment. The crowd is mild.
Yeah, that,
the crowd
that could have
is
been,
silent.
That could have been Shaq and Big Show.
Oh my, what is this?
What was that guy going for? He just lifted
Mark Henry
his hands
has his over. Wrists and is like, oh, come on. What is happening? Mark Henry eliminated
Mark Henry
him
just eliminated
instantly.
This guy immediately.
And then Bryan and Ziggler eliminated
him. Oh my
wow.
God.
Incredible.
Fucking
whose guy was that? That was Campbell's.
Yeah. Hiroki Sumi retired from sumo wrestling in January 2017. So this was like a year after he wasn't even an actual sumo wrestler anymore.
All right, Lauren, who you got?
Yeah, let's see.
Oh, nice. Oh, not currently part of the company anymore.
Who is it?
Oh, no.
Ascension Victor.
Oh, no.
So we talk about how sick the Ascension scene was.
Oh God, it was so bad.
So good.
It was. That was a thing that I feel like I forgot to bring up when we did Impact last week. That like, Impact Wrestling loves metalcore.
Yeah.
Like I Killed the Prom Queen is everybody in Impact Wrestling's favorite band, and like the Ascension would fit right in with that.
Oh,
it's the
man.
Most like.
Man, they did the Ascension so dirty. That was the other team that got released, by the way, I was talking about earlier.
Right, yeah.
Man, they did them so dirty.
Where do you think the Ascension's going to show up? You think they're going to be, like, Impact? Do you think they're going to be...
I think they're going to be Impact. Either Impact
would they
or,
stick together?
Yeah, I imagine they would. They got a remarkable act there.
They're brothers.
Are they brothers?
No.
They're...
No, they're not.
They're cosmic brothers.
Well, there goes my Victor.
Yeah. He was not the victor tonight.
Okay, oh, okay. Oh. That kind of energy.
I could see the Ascension going
to power.
To power. I was going to say I could see them going to New Japan and being heaters for Lance Archer. Like just like a little mini Lance Archers.
There's money. Who I got?
Hey, which
got
New
Kofi?
Day?
Or I got Big E?
You got Kofi.
I got Kofi.
Ooh, I like these like goldy pants.
Yeah. Dolph Ziggler and Daniel Bryan still out here, just oh, yeah. Yeah.
I know a lot of people were pissed off about Kofi losing to Brock so quick and dirty.
Yeah,
but I don't know. I'm happy Kofi got his run. He got his WrestleMania moment.
I'm really happy that he got his run. I think that like WrestleMania feud was really, really fantastic.
Yeah, him and Bryan had like, I'd say one of the matches of last year.
Oh, for sure. Yeah. And I don't necessarily disagree with him dropping the belt to Brock, but just like the way that they did it with such little fanfare as just like a vehicle to bring in Cain Velasquez. Yeah. Only for another one of these fucking bullshit Saudi Arabia shows.
Yeah.
Was like, that was a real slap in the face, you know? That was like Kofi Kingston, like, yeah. Oh, I yeah. had the biggest angle of the year. I've had a great championship run, and that's it. So long. Good luck. And Vince McMahon just being like, I don't recall saying good luck.
It was nice. I don't know. Like, it's something that never would have happened if, you know, Mustafa Ali didn't get hurt there.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's just a really nice thing that just kind of organically happened.
Oh, I got the premier athlete, Tony Nese.
Mm. Oh, is he going to count his abs?
No, Tony he's just Nese. Running.
Oh, he's just running.
Running out. Tony Nese is great. Is 205 Live still on?
No.
What the fuck?
Really?
Yeah, I don't understand how 205 Live is still a show when they've like integrated the Cruiserweight title into NXT.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like, it's the NXT Cruiserweight title, right? Yeah. Like, Angel Garza
yeah,
had that
what are they fighting
banger
for
match against Lio Rush.
I feel like that's not going to be long for this world.
Look at his ass.
Yeah.
They should move, what's it called? That, what's that new network show? Or no, FS1 show.
Backstage.
They should put that on in 205
In the 205 Live time slot. And then just, yeah, incorporate the Cruiserweights into NXT.
Or just have 205 like exclusively on the network or something. Because it really doesn't make sense. Nobody sticks around after SmackDown and watches it. Not that I know of, anyway.
Yeah. It's just, I feel like it's the thing where it's like that style of wrestling, and like most of those guys with that indie pedigree is like the crowd that gives a shit about them is in NXT.
Yeah.
Right? It's the Full Sail crowd.
Oh, Lord Ooh. Gets one of the Revival. Which one?
Yeah. Dash or Dawson. Who can tell the difference?
That's Dawson.
Is that Dawson?
Okay. It's the... No, that's Dash. Dawson has the, like, the Lemmy.
Which one's Dash? Which one's Dawson?
Should write it on their ass.
Yeah.
You should.
Like the Butcher and the Blade.
Yeah.
To help
It's
JR.
The Butcher! And the Blade! And the Bunny! It's like, JR's like, what is happening right now? Where am I?
I feel bad for JR. I was watching Botchamania this morning, and like they did an entire segment just highlighting JR's fuck-ups. And it was funny at first, and then I was just like, this is an old man who is just trying his hardest.
That was the thing. It was funny until there was a part where he said, oh, there you go, JR fucks up a name again. Sorry, boys. Like, and I was just like, oh, no. JR, he's so aware of how much he's struggling. It sucks.
Yeah.
JR should stay off Twitter.
Like, yeah.
He doesn't need that kind of energy in his life.
Yeah. Just like let a man sell his barbecue sauce in peace, you know.
I think they should bring Taz. I think the announced team should probably be like Taz.
Oh, Taz is great
really
on commentary.
Good.
Yeah. Oh. Hornswoggle not currently active.
Wait, who's got? Is this
he's not currently active on WWE. Mm.
This place is coming unfucking glued for Hornswoggle.
I can't believe he wasn't hiding under the ring.
Yeah.
Oh, and there he goes, eliminating Dash Wilder.
Or Dawson. Yep.
No, Michael Cole just Creek. Said Dash Wilder.
Okay.
Is Hornswoggle... Oh, no, he's yours, right?
Yeah, he's mine. See how he does. Oh,
he's
sweet
wearing...
shin music.
Sweet shin music. Ugh.
You can't see me.
That's so cool. He picked up Kofi Kingston.
It's a low center of gravity right there.
Yeah. What does he call his Samoan drop? Does he have a funny name for it?
I don't know. I only know sweet shin music.
Sweet shin music.
Dolph Ziggler. Oh! He just ruined that whole climb Hornswoggle made up there.
Yeah. I'm glad Hornswoggle's like still out there doing stuff in Impact.
Yeah.
And like just like around, like he's getting his money.
He was kind of funny on Impact.
Yeah.
I love Dolph's hair. It's so glorious and curly.
Yeah, I just like Hornswoggle. He's like just like a really big wrestling fan. And he just happened to get like, Tony Nese.
That's not an elimination because he entered under the ropes.
No. He went
to the top. Up to the top.
But he didn't go. He didn't cross the threshold back in and out. He exited exited between the first and second rope and then climbed up to the top and then got kicked off
exactly.
and eliminated.
That
bullshit.
Counts.
That doesn't count.
That counts, man.
That Hornswoggle is the true winner of the greatest Royal Rumble.
He's still in the greatest Royal Rumble.
If you're listening out there, you want to fucking back me up on this.
Okay, we got number 13 coming in. Who's this, Campbell's guy?
I think this is my guy, yeah.
One of the Collins.
Have they been let go or... No.
They're still
He just had his whole wellness policy scandal, right?
I think so.
Because it was a thing where it's like they weren't using him on TV, so he was hanging out in Puerto Rico, the shining star of the Caribbean, and apparently it's a thing where it's like they said, like, hey, you got to fly to the States just to do a drug test, but we're still not going to put you on TV or have you wrestle. And he was like, oh, I don't really want to do that. Is there another way we can do it? And then they didn't get back to him, and he just got hit with a wellness policy violation.
That's amazing.
For not doing his piss test.
Oh, that's it?
Yeah.
I thought he...
I mean, that's his side of the story. Yeah. And we're still up in the air on why Bobby Roode got hit. Like, what's Bobby Roode on?
I don't know. Who knows? I remember listening to a podcast, and they said something about the... It's usually pot? That people get busted for?
Maybe Bobby Roode was he was home for the holidays in Canada where pot is legal.
Like 100% legal.
Aw.
Hey, Lauren, you got Xavier Woods.
Nice. What is the trombone's name?
Francesca 2 Turbo.
Thank you.
You know, it's a bummer that the Colognes didn't get a run with Carlito, though. That could have been a fucking great stable.
Yeah. Like, I feel like the Colognes with Carlito, put them up against the New Day, would have been, like, a program. Amazing.
Yeah.
Who's Carlito?
He's the guy in GLOW with the big frizzy hair that's the chick's older brother who, like, trains Alison Brie how to wrestle.
Right. Is he in the WWE?
He was in WWE for a while. Yeah.
He was, like, Intercontinental Champion for a long time.
No. Oh, okay.
His gimmick used to be, I spit in the face of people who don't want to be cool. And he used to come out with an apple.
And he would bite the apple.
And then spit it in their face.
Okay. Yeah. I like that.
Yeah, it's good.
This is a pretty good Kofi spot here. We got Kofi on Xavier's back. Xavier holding onto the ropes. Not bad. Not bad.
That's cute.
Yeah.
Good
teamwork. So speaking of like three-man stables right now, we got the New Day. We have our hypothetical colognes. We got like Roman and the Usos.
Mm. I want Roman and the Usos.
Right? Like the Usos came back to help out Roman on SmackDown a couple of weeks back. Like,
I like that.
I think like having Roman and the Usos in a six man against the New Day is going to be great. Obviously, they're setting them up against like Corbin and the Revival.
You got to change Roman's gear though. If he dressed more like
streetwear Roman,
yeah. Holy fuck, he would be so hot. Like, he'd just be unstoppable.
I feel like. Roman,
it's true though.
Roman like missed out on that fashion sense though. Like it's like the Usos look so cool.
They can dress him. The Usos know.
The only picture of Roman that's like not wearing his gear is those giant jeans. You remember that picture of Roman in the giant bootcut jeans?
Yeah. The New Day is teaching Tony Nese how to dance. No, and
they're gonna eliminate him.
They're holding him up in their hands, and they tossed him over the top
there
rope.
You go. Tony Nese is one of those guys who, like, is... I think he's, like, a great wrestler, but he also... He can turn on the comedy when he wants to.
Yeah.
And, like, 205 Live is full of those dudes. Like, you got your Tony Nese's, your Drew Gulak's, your Jack Gallagher's, you know?
Yeah, they did him dirty, man.
Yeah. Who's
all right,
this?
Who's this? And is it my person?
I think it's my person.
Okay.
I got Bo Leo. I got both of the Miztouraj.
No, this is my
No,
person.
This is Josh.
Yeah,
sorry.
That's me. Yeah, number 15.
Yeah.
Bo Dallas, the first NXT champion.
Seth Rollins was the first NXT champion. Bo Dallas, an all-time great. What do you think Christmas is like in the Rotundo household?
Bray Wyatt's putting on some kind of puppet show at the table. Their dad's doing everybody's taxes.
Yeah. But it's like... You think it's like that thing where it's like they Bo and Bray get their parents like separate gifts, and it's like Bo is like, "Hey, I pulled together all of the spare change that I had," and Bray is like, "Here's a Lamborghini."
Yeah, Bray showing up in a limo.
Yeah. Like,
how does the mom feel in that family?
Probably pretty good.
Yeah. What do you mean?
Well, she's like both her sons and her husband's wrestler.
Yeah.
Oh, Kurt Angle, drink.
It's just the family.
No longer active.
Oh yeah.
Is gingerly pace to the ring.
I can't believe that was Kurt Angle and Ronda Rousey versus Triple H, Stephanie McMahon at WrestleMania. You remember that?
That's like, that was Ronda's debut, and she did so good.
Yeah.
I remember being so impressed because I was like, oh man, this is going to be such a fucking stinker.
Yeah.
That wasn't the top rope, was it?
Yeah.
Man, Kurt Angle is fucking clearing house here.
Well, did you hear how like over he was?
Yeah.
The crowd loved him. Yeah. Look at how great Dolph's hair is.
That humidity hair.
I love it. He looks like a swick surfer dude. Oh, no! He does.
Dolph Ziggler does kind of have a Patrick Swayze in Point Break vibe to him sometimes.
Kind of. That's like, his whole look. Not all the time.
No, sometimes he's like way too glammed up when he like straightens his hair and he's doing the more like...
Well, that's when he straightens his hair.
The like Sunset Strip, like LA Guns, Extreme Cinderella...
Yeah.
These are bands.
I hate it when he straightens his hair.
Yeah.
He should always rock the Swayze look.
Patrick Swayze in Point Break is a fucking great look. Great movie.
Great movie.
My favorite movie of all time.
What's your favorite quote from Point Break?
Back off, war child. Seriously.
No.
That or, we got the other revival.
Oh, and Laura gets this person too.
Yeah.
I get both of them.
The other best quote from Point Break is, Bodhi, I am an FBI agent! which I think I've quoted on this podcast before.
You definitely have.
Yeah. Yeah. Man, I feel like a revival in New Day could have a really good feud as well. Just like seeing Dawson and Xavier go at it here.
Well, they feuded a few times.
Yeah.
But like I'm saying they could have... Like, they haven't had a great feud, but they could have a great feud.
Okay.
You know?
Yeah, Revival's 100% out of there. I hear Matt Hardy's going to leave, too. He's rumored as the leader of the Dark Order.
Oh!
Wait, what do you guys think about that?
Okay.
Wait, the guy, he's not Evil Uno.
No. Like,
they serve him.
If Matt Hardy gets signed to AEW, then he will be, like, the mystery leader of the Dark Order, theoretically. Like,
they're
planning, like, a year out at this point, right?
He's up in March.
Oh, really? Huh.
I don't think he could, like, sell the
gold dust
darkness
drink.
That would entail. Yeah.
I think it would have to go a little bit more comedy, right?
Yeah. I don't know if the Dark Order can sustain that.
I think, like, AEW really needs to figure out what the fuck they're doing with their, like, magic angles. And, like, I feel like we've said this before, but, like, all of their, like, Dark Order and Nightmare Collective is, like, there doesn't seem to be a whole lot of, like, commitment to that.
Yeah. I don't know. I feel like they need to like start doing like I think bringing Matt Hardy in would be one of the best things they could do as entertainment wise.
Maybe, but I think like Matt Hardy can't really wrestle anymore.
Doesn't matter. He's so like his broken Hardy stuff. If he starts doing that there with the freedom that they'll give him,
yeah. I'm just worried that it's going to get too much into like comedy, like jokey stuff. Like it's I already don't really buy the Dark Order. I don't know that turning them into a comedy gimmick is going to make that any better.
I wonder if it would be a little more like surreally. Like, do you remember in the later Lucha Underground they have the White Rabbit?
Oh, crew? Like Paul London and Killer Cross's.
But like the White Rabbit guy.
Yeah.
Oh, Campbell just got a guy coming out.
Oh, another Ascension. All right. Drink.
Ascension Cotter.
But like that group, the White Rabbit group, was like.
Were
kind of like the main guy. I can't remember his name right
Killer
now.
Cross.
Oh, he's Killer Cross. Like the big, the
huge
beefy
guy. Yeah. Killer
so
Cross.
So he was like very intimidating and scary, but he also could do funny.
He was a little broken.
He was like surreal, very weird feeling.
Killer Cross also on the market right now. Who knows where he's going to show up? Maybe tag with Wardlow?
Apparently he's been fucking tearing it up in GCW.
Really?
Yeah.
Hmm. But we got Goldust in the ring. Had a little bit of a resurgence in AEW. One last good run.
Yeah. Is he going to eliminate Daniel Bryan? I doubt it. No.
Yeah. I really like his face paint right now.
Apparently Scarlett Bordeaux is coming to NXT.
Yeah, she's already signed a developmental deal.
Yeah.
Who's that?
Killer Cross's girlfriend, wife.
Yeah, and she was on
partner.
Impact
she's the
as well.
One with the huge titties and the big butt.
Yes.
Okay.
That's her thing.
Took the words right out of me.
Elias is out of this world.
That's kind of her thing. Ooh, Elias.
Elias.
I can't believe we're only at 20. We're not even halfway through this.
I feel great.
Is he going to sing?
Yeah, he's just going to cut through all the intensity and stakes. Oh.
No, crowd goes mild.
Yeah.
They're like, this guy isn't Yokozuna.
He is wearing a robe, though. Yeah.
Was Elias a heel at this point, or was he a face at this point?
He was a heel.
Yeah. Do you think like he wanted to write a song to talk shit on Saudi Arabia? Oh, and they were like, don't do it. They're like,
that's so funny.
Yeah. Well, yeah. Sorry. I know that this has been a little bit of a dead air segment. We're trying to hear if he's going to sing a song, but he's kind of just pandering. There's a guy in a Shinsuke Nakamura shirt going nuts.
Oh, he started something, but then
he decided to help eliminate.
Oh, he eliminated.
Oh, there's no Kofi spot.
Kofi spot was him piggybacking Xavier Woods. Yeah. So Kofi, Xavier, and the other Ascension are all out.
All right, who we got the rig? We got
Dan O'Brien.
Was Elias. Who got him?
Elias was number 20, so
you. Sick. Okay.
Nice.
He'll last
Who's number 21?
A Bullet Club.
Big Man Gallows.
Big LG.
Good brother.
Good brother. Man, they really cannot commit to the fucking OC at all, eh?
So weird.
Man, these little kids in green in the front, they know everybody. Like, as soon as they heard that guitar, they immediately started two-sweeting. Like, they are so excited.
There's just, like, an entire row of children in, like, neon green John Cena t-shirts.
Yeah.
Right behind, like, the rich Saudis.
It looks like it's all of their parents, right? Like, because at one point they were shepherding them around.
What do you think happens at this stadium when there's not wrestling there? Like, what sport?
It's like probably kabaddi or something.
Does Celine Dion play here?
It's probably just somebody's birthday party.
Yeah.
That's funny.
This is a fucking huge stadium. Like, it's funny thinking about, like, we just had Wrestle Kingdom, which is at the Tokyo Dome, which is, like, that's a baseball diamond.
Yeah.
Right? Like, the Wrestle Kingdom max capacity, I think, is like 5,500 or 55,000 people, which is like half of a WrestleMania, allegedly. Kurt Angle's out of here. And like, this is definitely like a WrestleMania sized stadium, if not bigger than a WrestleMania sized stadium. And you gotta wonder, like, I'm actually genuinely curious as to like what happens in this building when it is not the greatest Royal Rumble.
Yes, footy ball, concerts.
What football? What concerts? Who's touring Saudi Arabia?
Everybody. You're out of your mind. Like,
Rhino, drink.
Rest in peace to the big man.
What?
did anybody listen to the Talk is Jericho last week with Rhino on it?
No.
Apparently, like, some of his, like, names were going to be, like, Juggernaut, Mary? You're thinking Mary? It's like, so, Rhino debuted as Edge and Christian's, cousin kind of thing, right?
Okay.
And so I think maybe the idea was going to be like, oh, our cousin Mary is going to come in and be our third person in the match.
Uh-huh.
And then Mary happens to be Rhino.
I kind of like the idea of like a huge man having a soft name.
Yeah.
But
it's just like, you know how that would have gone in that era.
Yeah.
He's
like, why don't I just change the I to a Y or something? They're like, yeah, that works.
Yeah. Who's this?
Gulak.
Drew Gulak. Right on. I like Juggernaut. Like, that's not a bad name for a wrestler.
That's fine.
I don't think at this point anyone, like, does Disney own the rights to that?
Probably,
right?
Imagine, right?
Like, in the same way that, because, like, War Raiders had to change their name from War Machine because WWE didn't want to go toe-to-toe with Marvel over branding, right? Yeah.
So it's like to change it again because Triple H didn't want to go toe to toe with Vince McMahon.
The Viking Experience.
Oh, so bad. Gulak's awesome.
Drew Gulak is great.
That was a fuck up, though.
I feel like he's the kind of guy that, like all talking about Tony Nese earlier, like great wrestler who can turn on the comedy when he wants to. And I think they've done a little bit too much comedy stuff with Drew Gulak, because like when he had that run on 205 where he was like monster heel, like throwing everybody in the dragon sleeper, yeah, and like just like legitimately looking like he was breaking people's fucking necks.
Well, they can't commit that to a bit.
Like terrifying.
If they committed to a bit little bit longer,
yeah,
Gulak, you know, could have kept that, but instead they went back to his PowerPoint thing, and they can't even really commit to that.
Yeah, right? Yeah. I was surprised the other week when he came out and started doing PowerPoint shit. Like, what the fuck is going on?
Who's this?
Tucker Knight.
Oh, yeah. You know, they only had Tucker Knight in this, and they didn't have Otis.
Yeah.
What?
Which I thought was wild.
Yeah.
Otis is the most important one.
Yeah.
Like, Tucker Knight is... I like Tucker, but he is the Jannetty of heavy machinery.
That guy's Jannetty-ing so hard.
Yeah. What do you think? Heavy machinery tag champs at Mania?
I could see it. They're also a team that could never win. Like, Enzo and Cass never won the tag team titles, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah.
So.
But I feel like Enzo and Cass, they saw... Like, I think the difference is that, like, Enzo you could see as a single star.
But Cass too, right? Like,
And I don't think that Otis is quite at the level... Tucker just eliminated Gulak. I don't think Otis is quite at the level of, like, yeah, you could push that guy into a singles. Like, I don't know where he would fit in the mix. I think those guys, like, really need each other.
I don't think so. I think Otis is going to be a singles.
I think he's going to eventually, but I don't think right now. Yeah. And I don't think within the next year.
I feel like they're going to get him, like, he's just going to be a comedy wrestler for the rest of his life.
Yeah.
Glorious is coming.
Oh, Bobby Roode. Robert Roode. Remember when he was Robert Roode?
Bob Roode.
Bob Roode.
That's what Rusev always called him.
Yeah.
You remember Bob Roode.
Bob Roode. You remember when Ciampa and Gargano were doing the Glorious Bombs?
Yes.
Yeah. That was great. That was just the best.
Yeah. Why did they stick with the Robert Roode thing?
I don't know. When he had his weird mustache?
Yeah, it was like a very ravishing Rick Roode.
Very, yeah. Yeah. Ravishing Bob Roode.
I was buying it.
Nah.
I was here for that.
That great spine buster.
Arn Anderson spine buster.
Yeah. Man, this is like before Bobby Roode realized that he wasn't going anywhere.
Yeah, just like, I don't know. Like, I'm really hopeful for NXT that, like, you know, like you'll get guys back like Bobby Roode. Because I think Bobby Roode on NXT is perfect.
Yeah.
Because he's, like, legitimate. He doesn't have to be, like, involved in, like, some, like, Raw or SmackDown angle. And
yeah.
He can just have good matches.
I feel like it's just a thing where it's, like, he was kind of a weird pick for champion. And, yeah. Like...
But, like, he could be, like, a perennial...
What?
North America.
That was a weird elimination.
Yeah, so, Dash?
Yeah, also the revival just got eliminated.
No, Dawson. I feel like I'm taking crazy pills.
Also, I think you missed it, but I can't tell if Goldust is eliminated or not, but he is outside the ring.
Okay.
I actually don't know if he knows whether he's supposed to be in or out.
Everybody's just getting their paychecks and going home.
Yeah, he's just standing there. Where is he now? Oh, yeah, see, he's just walking around. What's he doing?
Oh, Goldust got eliminated.
Off camera.
Yeah.
No, I watched
him. You're right, yeah.
No, but he's just been standing there for a long time. I don't think he's actually eliminated.
Okay, wait. So 2016.
Oh, there he goes.
He's Fandango. High-fiving everybody. Goldust, he was standing around, he was confused. He was like, wait, wasn't I supposed to win this thing?
This is my time, brother.
Fuck this, I'm going to go start my own company.
Or I'm going to get my brother to start his own company, and I'm going to join it.
Where was Cody at this point? Was Cody still in WWE? Or
No, he
was gone.
Yeah, he was doing New Japan.
ROH. Yeah, he's Bullet Club.
Okay. No, he wouldn't have been Bullet Club in 2018, was he?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, okay.
Either that or, like, All Out just happened, or All In just happened.
No, because All In would have been the summer of... Yeah, it would have been summer 2018. Yeah, you're right.
Look at Chad Gable.
Hey, it's Shorty G.
Ugh.
Fuck off with that shit.
He looks so good with his long hair.
Chad Gable is so good.
Yeah.
He's got charisma.
Chad Gable should be Cruiserweight champion, straight up.
Oh, like, stop. It's a guy that should be in NXT and not a Shorty G.
Yeah. Sammy Wow Wow.
Yeah, there you go.
Sammy Wow Wow. So who...
Whoa, he's picking up Tucker.
Who has Chad?
I think you do.
That's awesome.
Yeah. Tucker Knight, back when he still had a last name. I don't understand, like, especially with Heavy Machinery, because it, like, Otis Dozovich, he was like the Dozer,
yeah,
right? That was like his nickname. He was like Dozer, and they're just like, no, you're just Otis now.
Yeah, I don't know why, what the WWE's thing is with, like, just giving single people names. One name.
Neville. We're just gonna call him Neville.
Rey Mysterio.
We're just gonna call him Rey. Like Star Wars.
Ooh,
Rey Mysterio in a Saudi Captain Saudi Arabia.
Yeah.
He's cosplaying. Got
Arabic writing on his shirt.
Yeah.
The crown.
White underwear on the outside of his tights.
It's a look. It's a look, right? That's an aesthetic.
This, I feel like this is before Rey bulked.
Yeah, I don't he looks really small and lean.
I think
no.
Whoa, see you later,
oh,
Luke.
Oh my god.
Rey was pretty bulked.
Don't you dare eliminate
juiced when he came back.
Yeah. That was like towards the end of his run in Lucha Underground, Rey was like so huge. He was like a stack of bowling balls.
Just, he's like an upside down pyramid, that guy.
Yeah. It's
like, what the heck? There's an actually cool spot happening.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Man, Rey comes into the ring, and there's some good wrestling happening.
Well, I feel like it's a thing where it's like... Because I'm trying to remember what else was on this card. You had your Roman-Brock Lesnar cage match with the super weird finish.
Cena and Triple H, I think?
Cena, Triple H, yeah. So there wasn't a whole lot of, like, top-of-the-card star power for this, especially when they're trying to get, like, 50 guys in there.
Yeah.
So it's been a lot of just, like, halves of tag teams and kind of weird, like... You know, like, hey,
baby. You get Mojo.
This is before the Blue Lightning.
Yeah. Oh my god, I love this dude so much. I think this was.
Oh shit.
Yeah.
He eliminates Fandango immediately.
I think this was after his heel turn though, because he was coming out to the, like, the dubstep music and not the, like, we don't get hype, we stay hype kind of thing. The Hype Bros were a great tag team. I love Mojo Rawley. Legitimately, like, he is great. Give that dude a run with a belt, he'd be the next Ezekiel Jackson, I tell ya.
Things turned out really well for him. So. Big Zeke.
Big Zeke. Big Rick.
Is this Chad Gable being eliminated right now?
Nah, he's good. He's fine.
Man, I can't get over how good Chad Gable is, though.
Yeah.
And, like, the Shorty G gimmick is the stupidest fucking thing they could have stuck him with.
It's so rough. And it was, like, kind of a thing where it was okay for a split second when he was like, no, I'm just going to own it.
Yeah.
Like, you know, he was like, I don't care if they call me Shorty G because I just beat Baron Corbin. Like,
it's fine. And he's got charisma so he could sell it.
But yeah.
Also, who gives a shit?
And they just have him dressing like such a fucking nerd.
Yeah. That's the thing. He just seems like a dweeb.
Hey, Tyler Breeze. How come? Hold up, are the Fashion Police in the Dusty Cup this year, or Breezango in the Dusty Cup?
I don't think so.
It doesn't make any sense to me that they brought these guys back down to NXT, gave them a huge win over Forgotten Sons, like had this kind of like month of momentum for them, and they're not even in.
So Tyler Breeze got came in.
No, he's all right. He jumped out. He got the Kofi spot.
Yeah.
And then he got.
And now he's just gonna get eliminated.
That was
immediately
by the greatest wrestler of all time, Mojo Rawley.
Yeah, a revenge elimination against Mojo. Then Mojo just fucking shit canned him out.
Yeah,
that was stupid. Oh,
what are you? All right, so Josh, who's this guy, Alex Shelley?
Come on, Motor City Machine Guns. Come on, he's one of the greatest, like ROH, TNA, like. Part of the X Division for years. He's so good.
Well, we haven't seen him. At time of recording, he just got announced as Kushida's partner in the Dusty Cup.
And then he had like a good stint in New Japan for a while.
It's like I have literally never heard of this guy before. And all of the pictures that they showed of him, he looks like the biggest fucking dweeb.
And it's also really weird because for like their tag team shot that they're using for the cards is just a photoshopped photo of him that they took of him like at a club or something. Yeah. Like he's wearing a hoodie going like yo.
Yeah.
And they just like cut it out and they're putting it with all of their other like really nice
That's pretty funny, but that's a pretty big deal actually. So he teamed with Chris Sabin for years.
Okay.
Do you guys know Chris Sabin?
No.
The name sounds familiar.
So if you guys don't know Alex Shelley, you probably don't know Chris Sabin. But yeah, like he was in like some pretty good angles and Impact, and like he had some.
They're doing
awesome
the millions
matches.
Of dollars for
yeah. Biggie. Are they just doing the millions of dollars dance for any black guy
yes.
that comes out?
Yes, that's exactly what's happening.
That's a bad look. Oh, Biggie's got pancakes
in his top.
I think on the list of bad looks for Saudi Arabia. Yeah, that's
he's throwing pancakes at Tucker. He's gonna spank Tucker now.
I love this like. Abdominal stretch spank thing that he does.
Yeah. It's so weird.
Yeah, but Alex Shelley coming in, that's a big deal. Okay. Never had a WWE run.
Alright. I mean, maybe he'll wow me. I think the teams in the Dusty Classic this year are really weird.
Yeah, they are.
Like, I don't under... The Matt Riddle, Pete Dunne team up seems...
I like
that one.
It really seems like it's just like, oh, we didn't have anything else to do with these guys, you know?
Yeah, but
like,
I feel like NXT is good at pairing people and making it work sometimes, like, especially for the Dusty Cup.
But that's part of the charm of the Dusty Cup, is you're taking, like, you know, unlikely bedfellows.
Carl Anderson coming out at number 32.
That's my guy, is it?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
Look at Anderson.
I just think it's a thing where it's like when you have established tag teams like Breezango or like Lorcan and Birch that aren't in the tournament, I don't understand the like random pair up of
two
Fandango's
singles
guys.
Fandango's injured right now.
Oh, is he? Okay. Yeah. Okay. Sure.
Who is?
Fandango. Yeah, he's got Tommy John. You know that thing that pitchers get?
Nope.
No.
It's like they have to get like a cadaver for your. It's like elbow or something like that.
Huh. Okay. Crazy.
But pitchers get it. But apparently Fandango is like one of the only WWE guys who's ever got that.
Well,
which is a weird injury for a WWE guy to get.
Yeah, that's how he's gonna go down in the record books. The only WWE wrestler to ever.
Yeah.
Man, a whole lot of nothing going on in the ring right now, too,
Yeah, we need somebody to come in here and clear it out.
Yeah.
I think it's going to be Braun next.
You think Braun's coming up next?
It's got to be. Somebody's got to clear out this match.
Did Seth Rollins have a... Oh, you know, Ray hit the 619? Oh, Apollo Crews, what's this guy doing?
Wait, let's wait for the millions of dollars.
Oh, God, if they're doing millions of dollars, I won't...
No, they're not doing millions of dollars. They don't like Apollo Crews.
Good job, Saudi crowd, not doing millions of dollars.
This is another guy that just, like, money written all over him.
Yeah.
Like, I don't understand how you fuck this guy up so bad. But eliminates Chad Gable.
He comes off as, like, a dweeb. You know what I mean? Like, because
he's so positive.
Yeah, like, I don't know, like... He had some pretty good promos that were kind of viable there. I think they were trying to reboot him a little bit.
Yeah.
And they just never follow through with it, right?
I think it's like give Apollo Crews a mouthpiece because, like, in ring, he's so fun to watch.
Or send him back to NXT.
Send him back to NXT. Like, I also think it's a thing where it's like, as much as he's goofy, I do find him, like, in a Kylie Rae way almost. Like, he has kind of an infectious charisma that I see that dude and I just kind of like light up, you know? I can see him doing the Make-A-Wish. I can see him, like, holding the Intercontinental belt with a little kid, you know?
Yeah,
like,
that'd be great.
Yeah, see, he's got a smile that would work with the Kylie Rae gimmick.
Yeah. Oh my god, Apollo Crews' smile.
That's a winner.
Who's
smile.
This? Shocked this isn't? Roddy Strong? Holy shit.
Let's go, Roddy. Who is? Do I get Roddy?
I think so.
Yes.
That's sick.
Yeah.
I've got some bangers right now.
I think Roddy was the only undisputed in this match.
Yep. Yeah.
That's weird. Oh.
Man, he's so good. He's Oh.
He's very smooth.
He's just hitting everybody with backbreakers.
Oh, him and Ray.
Backbreaker.
Oh, God. Roddy's really making Ray look like he's like a child. Yeah. Just throwing him around.
Look, he's got Big E up now.
Jesus.
Oh, man.
Roddick Strong cannot be stopped.
Oh, if he picks Rhino up, I swear to God.
No, he just...
Oh, my God!
Rhino's just here for the paycheck.
Yeah.
Rhino pretty much shit-canned himself.
Yeah, he just, like...
Rhino's like, wait, you want to hit me with a what?
Yeah, Roderick kind of okay, just, like...
And then I'm going to pick you up and hit you with a backbreaker. How about this? You throw me against the rope and I eliminate myself.
Roderick Strong versus Daniel Bryan. Holy shit. There's a match I'd love to see.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I get Orton.
Oh, man, these people are going nuts.
Whoa,
for Randy
white
Orton.
White woman was so excited.
There was, like, one random soccer mom in the
Yeah. She was really excited about Randy, and I don't blame her. Look at that.
I was driving my kids to soccer, and I got lost.
I ended up in the greatest Royal Rumble.
In Saudi Arabia.
That's what they usually do at this stadium, is Pee-wee soccer. She's like, I didn't realize it was canceled this week.
Yeah.
This crowd is losing it for Randy Orton.
Yeah. Listen to that. He got an RKO.
Imagine being a wrestler and thinking it's a good idea to go for a top rope maneuver against Randy Orton.
Well, I feel like anything head first where you're diving at Randy Orton, I would never want to do.
Ah, there goes Mojo.
He really suckered him out. He just jumped out.
But I thought Randy Orton would be a lot of drop kicks, flying knees, things that I didn't go head first into.
Literally keeping my head as far away from Randy Orton as possible at all times. Yeah.
Come on, Titus.
Randy's it's gonna be Baba Tunde.
Are you next?
I think
so. Yeah, you're next, yeah. Who you got, Campbell? Oh,
Heath Slater. Not bad. All right. What's that guy doing? Is he still employed by WWE?
Yeah, man, I think that guy's got a job for life. No way they're letting that guy go.
He's got kids.
He does got kids. Ugh. he's Slater clearing house. Are you fucking kidding me?
Like a house of fire.
There's no way he's gonna get an elimination on Elias, right?
Oh my God, I'm riveted.
So is Cole.
Yeah. All right. Okay.
Elias touches him in the head with his boot, and Heath Slater goes flying.
Yeah.
Daniel Bryan's still hanging tough in there.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Will he beat Rey Mysterio's Royal Rumble record, this greatest Royal Rumble?
I think he does.
I don't know. I guess we'll have to watch and find out.
This is about the point where Michael Cole's going to start bringing it up and give it away that he does.
Yeah.
Who's Lauren got?
Baba Tunde.
It's got to be Baba Tunde.
Who's Baba Tunde?
You're about to find out. Baba Tunde!
Is this two drinks?
Two drinks.
Oh,
Lauren, this
I
is your
like
guy.
The look of him. Look at him.
This guy is huge.
Huge.
I was watching the NXT Combine over the summer.
That was pretty good. I watched all that too.
Holy fuck, this man's enormous.
And like Baba Tunde there, like just hanging out next to like the Street Profits is like, he is insanely large.
Yeah. I think, didn't Masood wrestle this match too? Didn't he win like... No, he was introduced, I think, by Triple H.
Who?
Masood?
Mansoor,
yeah.
Yeah.
Fuck.
Masood.
No, I thought it was Oh, yeah, God. Never mind.
Mansoor definitely, like, they announced that they were training, like, three Saudi
guys.
Mansoor is clearly the only guy that they have kept on.
Mansoor's pretty funny, though. I was looking at his old, they had some posts, like, older posts.
Oh, yeah?
They're very, like, he's a big meme guy, and, like...
Okay. Some of his stuff that he's had so far, like he's had a couple of sort of Baron Corbin coming out here.
Oh, hair version.
He's got the ovaries undies.
The ovaries undies and the long hair. What a time to be alive.
You forgot he had long hair?
No, I remember that he had long hair. I'm just saying that this is the time where he...
I think he looks better with long hair, like for his gimmick, like for his personality.
Yeah. Although his hairline is fucked.
Yeah, that's yeah. why they... What? Oh, yeah, it's real bad. Sorry. It must have, like, really seriously started receding in the past, like, couple years.
It happens quick, let me tell you from experience.
Deep sea.
It comes hard and it comes fast.
So, Mansoor's had a couple of sort of, like, enhancement matches in NXT. Like, he's had a couple of matches, and he's perfectly serviceable. Like,
yeah.
I think they could build that guy into something if they wanted. And it's, I do always kind of, like, root a little bit for the homegrown WWE guys.
Yeah.
You know, like, seeing someone come out of NXT that, like, has no prior indie experience is always interesting to me. So, yeah, Mansoor, Babatunde, you know? Maybe we'll see them main eventing the greatest WrestleMania a couple of years.
Why haven't they had the greatest WrestleMania?
I
think that's a Vince thing.
It's so funny that they did this greatest Royal Rumble, and we were all so stoked on, like, the other... Like, are they going to do the greatest Survivor Series?
The greatest Balls of Fire.
The greatest Balls of Fire. The greatest in your house.
Oh, here it goes. Titus.
Titus.
Let's go.
Here it comes.
Sweet boy.
And.
The Ominous Choke.
They edited it for the network. You got to be fucking kidding me.
Titus just slid under the ring. And he's so mad.
They edited
he's
it.
He's so mad.
The version on the WWE Network does not have the Titus World Slide.
I'm sure they'll do a replay.
Oh, yeah, they're going to do it.
Whew. Just absolutely beautiful. I'm going
to
finish my drink in honor of this.
Yeah. They are dying. The announce team is dying right now.
How is anybody in the ring wrestling right now instead of just being like, ah?
Like, no one saw.
Yeah. Michael Cole just called it the greatest moment in Royal Rumble history.
I think it is, you know?
It's such a perfect fall.
Yeah.
Dan Matha! Drink!
What a weird fucking run.
That's my guy, Dan Matha, right there.
Yeah, he looks like a velociraptor.
Dan Matha runs so weirdly. He runs like a goblin.
He looks like a robotic dinosaur.
Yeah.
I'm really long, and I've got long arms
and
weird legs. My stride makes me look like a goblin.
They're playing the Titus slide again. We should have made it a rule where we had to drink every time they show the Titus fall.
Yeah.
Dan Matha, is he still employed by WWE?
Yeah, he's managed by Robert Strouth right now.
Okay. Who he's also managing.
They're playing it
again.
Oh my
god.
They're playing Titus again. Oh my god. Robert Strouth just had his like big NXT debut managing Chelsea Green.
That's right, yeah.
Right? Which is
Daniel's chest is so red.
Damn, Daniel.
Back at it again with the red chest.
Look at it.
Yeah, it'd be cool if they did a proper stable down there.
Yeah. I like the Strauss character, like, being that... Like, Lauren, you
said
it.
Wait,
like,
who's got Braun?
What number is he?
41. I think that's you, Campbell.
That's Lauren.
Is it Lauren?
Yeah.
Yes!
I've got a good feeling about this reward.
But yeah, like, he came out with Chelsea Green on Wednesday.
Okay.
And Lauren, like you said, you were like, I don't know who this guy is, but I immediately hate him. Like,
mission accomplished.
Yeah, he did a really good job.
Yeah.
His, like, look is so good.
He used to be in Impact, and he used to have, like, a bro gimmick, like Zack Ryder's.
Uh-huh.
What was his name? Oh, I'm going to have to look this up.
Damn, Babatunde is huge.
He towers over Braun Strowman.
See you later, Babatunde. See you later, Dan Mantha. Do you think he's related to Detroit Red Wings' Anthony Mantha?
Yes.
Cool.
Is he gonna
his name was Robbie E.
Robbie E. Was he with EC3?
No, he was with that other guy. Fuck, I'm gonna forget.
Hornswoggle?
Where's EC3 been?
He was with DJ Z.
Okay.
And some other big guy who was like he was on Big Brother. Another guy. And, like, DJ Z used to be like, he used to play like the air horn. He was like, doo, 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 doo. Like, he used to have like a DJ booth set up.
Everybody's ganging up on Braun Strowman here. We'll see how that works out for them.
All right, who do I got to take care of this? Oh, everybody drink.
Oh, Sean Spears, the chairman.
Oh. It's a
weird choice to bring him out at 42.
Yeah, and not 10.
Yeah.
I love Ty.
Man, what a turnaround for him, eh?
Oh, yeah.
Completely changed his whole look and
yeah. I feel like this aesthetic, like with the short trunks, the man bun, like they really. I feel like when he went to AEW, it was a very conscious, like, all right, you are redoing your whole look. Like, we're gonna get you some long pants, shaved head. You're gonna bulk.
Yeah.
Like.
Yeah.
Oh, and he's out.
He's out. It's very hard to take him seriously here, whereas like in AEW, you look at Sean Spears and you're like, yeah, that guy could go.
Yeah, but like having Tully in his corner, mm-hmm. The only thing I can't get behind is the white contacts.
The white contacts.
That was a one-time thing.
I know.
The Tully assisted pile driver is terrible.
Terrible.
619 on Braun Strowman. What?
And an RKO on Braun. So things are looking down for Braun.
Yeah,
I don't know.
He's probably out of there. Unless.
Oh.
They just.
Corbin.
Oh, God, Baron Corbin. You're so good at being despicable.
I love his end of days or whatever fucking move, or deep sea.
Deep six.
Deep six.
Yeah, deep six is great. He pulls that off so well.
Amazing move.
Oh, so right now it's only my guy. Wait, no, wait.
Oh,
there goes my guy.
Is Daniel Bryan still in there?
Fucking Elias, my guy's in there with my other guy,
Elias
Braun.
Versus Braun Strowman.
I think, yeah. Daniel Bryan's out, I think.
What?
Braun Strowman probably eliminated him.
Oh, maybe Daniel's still in there.
All right.
What number is this?
43?
Oh.
Oof.
Face the facts.
Oh, God. I got Kurt Hawkins. What?
He's going for it, though.
No, he's not.
No.
No.
He's just standing outside the ring.
Come on, boy. Go get these heads.
Kurt Hawkins runs away. Braun Strowman's chasing him down.
And then he slaps him. And
how
he
great
falls.
Would it have been if Braun fucked up and, like, because he went through the middle rope.
It would have been awesome.
If he went over the top rope and eliminated himself to chase down Kurt Hawkins.
Oh, my God.
I think Del Rio's dad did that.
Yeah,
he went on
Dos Caras Senior.
Yeah, he went on the top rope and he jumped on Macho Man on the outside, or he jumped on somebody on the outside, and he limited himself.
Oh God!
Yeah, see, Daniel's still there.
Daniel's still in this.
Yep. You know who else is still in this? Kurt Hawkins.
I don't think he's gonna be in this for much longer.
See ya.
See ya, bud.
Awkward.
Yeah.
That's got to be great, though. Like, you go to Saudi, you get a paycheck. Be in the match for, like, 2 minutes. I'd do that.
I would rather be Daniel Bryan.
Yeah. Really? I would rather be Kurt Hawkins.
Yeah. Does Daniel Bryan have a YouTube show about action figures?
Not yet, baby.
There's a... I don't think anyone gives less of a shit about this match than the guy in the front row on his phone.
Yeah, all of the guys in the front row.
They're just doing, like, stock trades or whatever.
Yeah.
Not even.
10, 9, 8. How many more
who's
fucking people do we have? Yes. Yeah, this is going to be Warren. And it's...
Bobby Lashley.
Bob Lashley.
Bob Lashley.
With his headband. And his ass.
That ass.
He's
the only guy with pyro.
He got so many fireworks. I'm watching out for the millions of dollars, but I don't think it's going to happen.
Was Dean Ambrose still working for WWE when this happened?
I think so.
Yeah.
Is he in this? Is Dean Ambrose going to come out? Or did he have another match? Was he tag champs with Seth Rollins at this point?
I don't know. Let's have a look.
Would he be injured?
Ooh, maybe?
Oh, that's possible.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Definitely could have been injured at this point. God, how good was he at Wrestle Kingdom, eh?
Man, that guy's a star. And it's like, it's crazy to think that, like, I had softened on Dean Ambrose for a while because it's just like, they're just not doing it. I don't care what he's doing.
That, his Dean Ambrose theme song is still the best theme that he has had. His AEW theme song is awful.
Yeah. I liked his New Japan one.
His New Japan one is pretty cool.
Yeah.
I did not like this segment with him, feigning to join the, what's it called?
The Inner Circle.
The Inner Circle. It was a little rough.
Yeah. This week's episode of AEW is kind of rough.
Yeah.
All over.
Ew, Braun Strowman is so snotty and gross around his nose. Ugh.
So this entire card was pretty good. So
Who else did we have here?
So we had John Cena and Triple H.
Yep.
We had Cedric Alexander and Kalisto.
Oh, okay.
We had Bray Wyatt and Matt Hardy versus Cesaro and Sheamus.
Oh, right.
Jeff Hardy versus Jinder Mahal.
Whoa.
Bludgeon Brothers versus the Usos.
Holy shit.
Rollins versus Miz, Balor, and Samoa Joe. AJ versus Nakamura. Undertaker versus Rusev.
Oh, in the casket match, right? In the casket
match.
I forgot about that.
Brock and Roman, yeah.
Yeah.
Damn.
Yeah, that's not a bad card.
That's not a bad card.
You could do a lot worse.
It's my guy?
Yeah! Oh, the great Cali! Drink.
They're so excited. Oh my god.
They're fucking losing it for the great Cali.
Oh, this guy's jamming.
Yeah. You think Cali gets pyro? He looks bad, dude.
Badass.
He's just wearing sweatpants,
now that's badass.
Oh man. Oh god.
Oh, everybody's losing it.
He's nice taking so long
to get to the
ring.
Oh
man, his body.
Yeah.
Do the millions of dollars for Cully.
What was your favorite great Cali moment?
Oh, I mean, there's so many. I gotta say it's the Jinder match. The Punjabi prison.
The Punjabi prison? Yeah. Mine was definitely when he called his wife a bitch in Get Smart.
Oh, I know what you're talking about.
remember when the great Cali was in Get Smart with Steve Carell and The Rock?
He was also in the Longest Yard, wasn't he?
Yeah, he was in the Longest Yard. Man, the Longest Yard, we should watch The Longest Yard because that movie is 90% professional wrestlers.
100%, yeah.
That's it. You got Goldberg, you got Stone Cold.
See you later, Kelly.
Thanks for coming, Kelly.
You remember when in the Punjabi prison match with Jinder, he grabbed the title and then he held it up over his head from Jinder? And he wouldn't give it back to Jinder. Yeah. What a gem.
I love the great Kali.
What a crown jewel that guy is. Look at Daniel's chest.
Yeah, Daniel looks like he's been through a war.
Fuck, man.
He looks like a straight edge guy with a cool eagle on his chest. Yeah.
This is right after he came back, too, so he's probably volunteered for this.
Poor Daniel.
Kevin Owens.
Oh, nice.
Who's this?
46 would be
Campbell? Because I had Kelly.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm just trying to... The way that I'm trying to do this in my head rather than actually keeping track is if the number is divisible by 3, you have it. If it's one more, it's me. If it's one less, it's Lauren.
Well, that's pretty convenient. Everybody, Kevin Owens came into the ring and everybody was sitting down in the corner.
Yeah, and he could just cannonball everyone. Kevin Owens, Daniel Bryan. God, it's so weird to think about the talent that WWE has and how poor the writing is that I'm just not watching their weekly show. And it's I would like to watch their weekly show. I really miss watching Kevin Owens and Daniel Bryan week to week, and it's just There's only so many hours in the week, and if you're going to give me that garbage...
If you think about it, there's 7 hours of like, weeklies a week, right? Like, if you don't include, like, UK or 205, right? So, like, NXT, SmackDown, Raw, 7 hours.
Okay.
Right?
Yeah.
There's so much time to tell stories for so many of these people.
Yeah.
Instead, they just double down...
On Shane McMahon.
On Shane fucking McMahon.
That's fucking me. Fuck this.
But they spend multiple segments on the same people.
There's no way they were Kevin and Shane were feuding long. At this point.
Yeah, they definitely were.
They look
Kevin and Shane were feuding for a fucking year?
Yeah, and like Shane was the good guy here.
Yo, this is why I win for like the best.
Shane was a good guy, and Kevin was the heel, and then it's like last year
of 2019.
Oh my god,
that's why
2018.
Yeah, this is 2018.
I know, but that's why the 2019 feud makes it worse.
Nobody's arguing that's a terrible feud.
God, Shane's gonna fucking hit a coast to coast in this match, right?
Probably.
That sucks.
Shane throwing potatoes at Owens. Jesus Christ.
But yeah, you have 7 hours of WWE programming a week. You have 2 to 3 hours of AEW, depending on whether or not you watch Dark. You got NWA Power. You got, like, your occasional New Japan. I honestly, watching Bound for Glory last week, like, I'm very interested in what Impact has going on.
If it's a pay-per-view, like, heavy week, it's like, you could have almost 24 hours of wrestling content to watch in a week.
Rumble Weekend has a TakeOver the Royal Rumble, an NWA show, and a Impact show.
Mm-hmm.
Which is wild.
Wild. Wild stuff.
This is when Daniel was feuding with Shane, which I felt like was a pretty...
No, because they were co-GMs. Remember? Like, they just...
Oh, yeah.
And then Daniel just got reinstated.
Yeah. That was... I feel like they should have had Daniel do... Like, Daniel versus Shane would have been, like, a good... Did they do that? Did they have Daniel versus Shane as a feud, like, right when Daniel came back? Or did they, like, immediately move Daniel into feuding with Big Cass? Because
Shane was still a good guy at that point.
Yeah.
So I think, like, Shane turned about, like, a year later, right?
I feel like they really missed the boat there.
Yeah.
Who the fuck... Shelton Benjamin? Drink.
Yeah. No, he's still there.
Really?
He had a match like 2 weeks ago.
Oh my god. Yeah. I'm going to drink for that.
Yeah. No Millions of Dollar Dance for Shelton Benjamin.
Okay.
So it's really just like for people they like.
It was just for the New Day. Did they think that the New Day and Mark Henry...
Yeah, wasn't just the New Day.
They were like, oh, Mark Henry, that guy could be Darren Young.
I would be down for a Mark Henry New Day stable.
Oh, that would be great. Yeah.
Where they did the Millions of Dollars. I'm all about it.
Yeah. Did Lashley get a Millions of Dollars, or did they just focus on the pyro? So, yeah. We missed it.
Yeah, I don't think he did.
Has anyone had pyro since Lashley? Lashley's no. The only guy that got pyro here, right?
Guys, not even I only have Shelton in this match. I'm not feeling good about my odds.
I got Kevin Owens.
I have a lot of folks. I get Lashley. I get Shane. I have Braun. Yeah.
You got Daniel? Who's got Daniel?
I got Daniel.
You got Daniel.
Yeah. God. They've had to do this spot so many times in this match. Like, all right, nothing else is going on. We got 20 minutes to kill. Everybody gang up on Braun Strowman. Like, and it's like, who do we got? Big ass.
Big old ass.
Wow. That's a hot thermos.
Cracking into the second spiked tea.
Yeah.
The old hot toddy.
The old hot toddy. We didn't really ask you what you were drinking earlier. I feel like we got sidetracked.
No, yeah.
I'm sorry.
We're saving it for the end.
Yeah, what are you drinking, Lauren? What's your secret?
Well, we just said it was a hot toddy.
Yeah, but what's your, give us the one part.
What's the recipe for the Stone Cold Shots cookbook?
Yeah.
It's just orange pico.
Uh-huh. You know it's actually pronounced peco.
No, it isn't.
It is.
Like a real peco head.
I used to manage a David's Tea. I think would know how to pronounce orange peco.
Yeah, so it's orange peco, and then rum, and then lemon.
What kind of rum are you using in there?
Oh, wait, sorry. No, I was using bourbon.
Bourbon, okay, yeah.
What kind of bourbon?
Jim Beam.
Oh, it's pronounced Jim Boom.
Shano Mack with the Coast to Coast on Braun Strowman there.
And then honey.
And then honey?
In case anyone's interested.
You get a little lemon in there, too?
I already said that, but yes.
Okay, right on.
That's a good segue. We're sponsored today by Honey. Use promo code StoneColdShots.
Just, yeah, next time you're at the grocery store, you're buying honey. You tell them you listen to Stone Cold Shots. Yeah, they'll,
tell them at the register.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, God. Big Cass. Who cares?
Yeah. I hope he gets better soon, though.
Better from what?
I was having some mental health problems, you know?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, is he?
Yeah.
He got, like, arrested outside of, like, a PWG show or something?
He tried to kill, who did he try to kill? Joey Ryan, maybe?
Are you getting mixed up with Enzo fighting that guy?
Oh!
No. Okay. Big Cass was, like, chasing around somebody in the backstage area.
Yeah.
Wow.
At some show, and he's like...
Chris Jericho's out here in a light-up scarf. A Christmas scarf in the middle of April in Saudi Arabia.
I think this was Jericho's final show.
Was this Jericho's last?
I think so.
WWE appearance.
I think so.
Oh my God.
That's wild.
Oh my God.
Because yeah, if you think about it, like that year he debuted in New Japan, right?
He looks really good here.
He had to have already done Wrestle Kingdom when this happened.
No.
Oh, no, for sure. Because Jericho's been at three Wrestle Kingdoms. Because he...
Yeah,
2018, 2019, 2020. This was April 2018. This was after his Kenny Omega match, for sure. Huh? You like that?
Huh?
You son of a bitch! Huh, Josh? You stupid idiot!
Just wait.
And was Jericho at All In, or was he not there until Double or Nothing?
I'm gonna look all this up now.
I think he was Double or Nothing.
Yeah. We're going for the walls. Break the walls down! Kevin's tapping.
Kevin's tapping!
That's not how this works.
Yeah.
That's not how any of this works.
Stupid idiot.
Man, Chris Jericho, what a great wrestler.
My God, Jericho's had such a long career.
Okay. Why aren't you just looking up Wrestle Kingdom cards?
I am. Feud with Kenny. Yeah, so Kenny Omega was November 5th, 2017.
Yeah. Okay. So this the Wrestle Kingdom 2018.
That's crazy that he did Wrestle Kingdom.
He did Wrestle Kingdom and he came back to WWE. And then he did the next Wrestle Kingdom against Naito, right?
Yeah.
And then he would have left WWE in order to do Double or Nothing in 2019. So I don't know if this was Jericho's last WWE appearance.
I'll find out.
Yeah.
This was Jericho's last appearance.
Really?
Yeah.
Whoa.
Wow. What a legacy. You got that Saudi money and he got out.
That's wild.
Was he the final entrant? How many more do we
have? Oh my God, Daniel set up Shane to do the Coast to Coast.
Sick.
Intercepted by Braun.
Braun Strowman.
Shane's got to go through a table.
Oh my God.
Perfect.
He's an old man to be.
Shane McMahon is maybe the only wrestler that when he takes a crazy bump like that, I'm like, good.
Yeah.
maybe, I don't want Shane McMahon to die. I just want him to get injured enough that he never wrestles again.
Jesus, Campbell.
Yeah, that's a pretty rough thing to say.
Like, I just want him to take a bump bad enough to be like, I don't want to do this anymore, you know?
Oh, so, like, it doesn't injure
him. It doesn't even be a choice.
He just mentally breaks him.
I just want Shane McMahon to take a table bump. Where he just goes,
that hurt so bad that I'm never doing this again. And not actually get injured. I just want to clarify for the fans. And if you're just tuning in, this is Stone Cold Shots podcast.
Lashley eliminated by Strowman. There you go.
He's just like bride tossed out.
I also wouldn't mind if Bobby Lashley took a bump so bad that he never wrestled again.
And Braun Strowman just threw Jericho out of the WWE. Yeah.
Oh, man.
All right. So is it just Daniel and Braun? Oh, no. Who's that butt?
Who's that butt?
Cass?
Big Cass. Ass. That's big, big ass.
That's a big ass. All right. Ass.
So Chris Jericho, we have like the list, WWE Chris Jericho.
Yeah.
We have the Alpha, the Rainmaker, New Japan Chris Jericho. Mm-hmm. And we have Le Champion, AEW Chris Jericho. How would you rank those three iterations?
Just the three?
Just the three.
Okay.
I feel like of recent memory, and like, because all of them kind of like morphed into each other, happened more or less at the same time.
I feel like you gotta put Le Champion like number one.
Yeah?
And then you do the Painmaker, and then you do the list.
Big ass just eliminated. Big ass just eliminated Daniel Bryan. Daniel Bryan.
Oh. I think the
Daniel Bryan broke a Royal Rumble record this match.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think the Painmaker. I would put the Painmaker third.
Really?
It just doesn't quite connect to me. The makeup's just so
bad. It's
dumb.
It's dumb. Like, the makeup's like, dumb, the fedora's dumb.
Yeah, the four... it's just not...
But it's different.
It's different,
and then he
sure.
goes to do, like, a New Japan mode, which I really like. I like Jericho New Japan, like, persona more than I like any other Jericho persona.
Mm-hmm.
It's just the makeup and the hat makes it, like...
It's
really
cringy.
Dumb.
It's just weird.
Yeah.
It's like when everybody was dressing as the Joker for Halloween.
Exactly.
You know, yeah. It's just like, come on, man.
But like the way Jericho is in like his backstage interviews and the way he is in the matches.
Yeah.
I think Jericho in New Japan.
Oh, like
that
him
stuff is
putting Shota into the walls and being like, "Look, Red Shoes, look at your son," is like amazing.
And like him doing like the flex, like, "Come on, baby." Oh. Braun Strowman has just won.
Braun Strowman has won the greatest Royal Rumble nut shot.
Congratulations,
on the ropes.
Lawrence.
Yeah, you're right.
Yeah.
Bow down.
All right, Lauren. What's your take on the just to wrap this up? Like the Jericho, the three recent faces of Jericho. Where do you have a favorite? Do you have a least favorite?
Of the three, like so, it's the New Japan, the AEW,
and the WWE. Like, so the list, Le Champion and the Painmaker.
Probably Le Champion is my favorite, because it's, like, funny, but he also is presented as a credible threat, and, like, I don't know, they let him be really funny with it, and I think he's doing a good job elevating others there, which he doesn't do in the others.
Man, like, the way that he's brought up Sammy Guevara,
like,
Sammy Guevara went from, like, go-away heat to being, like, one of the best things in AEW right now.
Yeah, for me
And
too.
It's like, it's so clear that it's the Jericho influence.
And like, if you look at all three of them, they're like so different, right? So, Le Champion's like a chicken shit heel, right? The Painmaker is like a strong, like fuck you, scary, do anything to win heel.
Yeah.
And the List was like a comedy heel.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And all three of them, nailed, right?
He's amazing.
The List for a time was like, he had like a little bit of a face thing with the List as well, right?
Mm-hmm.
Like,
yeah,
it's great. Jericho is incredible. Like,
one of the greatest of all time.
You know.
Campbell, how about you?
I think I would also say Le Champion at the top, like, just because it's hard to gauge that because it's still happening, right?
Well, so is the New Japan one.
Sure. So is the Painmaker. I would definitely put the Painmaker at the lowest.
Really?
It's just like I can't get over the makeup and the look.
Aesthetic aside. For all three of them, aesthetic aside.
Okay. I don't know. Like, they're all really, really great. Yeah. And I think the thing that's really elevating... Sorry, we have Vince McMahon, a Saudi guy, and Braun Strowman with this giant fucking trophy. Does he not also get a belt? I thought he got a belt.
Yeah, it's coming in the ring now.
He's trying
a belt
to...
that he has never defended.
And Vince hands it over to the Saudi prince.
Yeah.
And the Saudi prince...
He's
playing... keep away with Braun Strowman.
Well, I don't know if y'all noticed this, but Braun was just trying to offer to this guy to say, why don't you grab this trophy and do a big man muscle stretch? And the guy just did not understand what he was saying, and he was like, no, that's for you.
I lost my train of thought about Chris Jericho, though.
So, gimmick aside, or makeup, everything aside.
They're all really great, and...
Ooh, there's the pyro.
Oh, that's what I was going to say, is that I think, like, the most, like, one of the most engaging segments on Raw in the last, like, forever was the Festival of Friendship.
Yeah.
And I think, for me, that really elevates the List Jericho gimmick a lot.
Yeah.
And, fair. Like... Because that's, like, I feel like that was a, maybe a little bit of a longer run where he was able to develop a little bit more, but because that was, we had the List, and you also had the Gift of Jericho, Drink It In, Man.
I don't think there's any wrong answer.
Yeah, they were all great. I think we can all agree that, like, Le Champion is really a cut above.
And I think we can all agree this firework display that's going on for Braun Strowman in his home country of genocide. What a tribute.
That was a wild firework show.
Yeah.
The greatest firework show.
Josh, how many bald heads did the greatest Royal Rumble get?
Wow. I'm going to give it 3.5.
3.5? Okay.
If it was immediately after when I first watched it, I probably would have gave it like a perfect 5.
Yeah, like 6 heads.
I was so drunk and yeah. I was so incredibly stoked by this match. Nah.
My biggest memory of watching this pay-per-view was our friend Julian threatening to Royal Rumble throw us off of your balcony.
Yeah, he was wearing a red bowl over his head.
And he said, I'm going to murder you all.
Yeah, which was great.
Yeah. Well, that was really, really something. We're getting a little highlights reel of Triple H and John Cena.
And Nakamura.
These... guys that just got signed, Mansoor, among others. But we like to wrap things up here at Stone Cold Shots with our own high spots and botched spots.
So we're going to do that for the match?
Yeah, sure. We'll do that for the match. Sure.
Like, can we all have a collective botched spot? Because we know it's all going to be the same.
The high spot and the botched spot is a little honorable mention to something that we really liked and something that we didn't like so much.
Yeah.
Lauren, what do you think our collective botched spot is going to be?
Well, it's got to be Titus going face first under the ring.
Titus was my high spot.
Yeah.
Oh, you got to be kidding me. Titus was far and away my high spot, followed closely by Baba Tunde.
what's a good... I don't know. Like, I feel like I can go either way with Titus. You want to just have a collective... Is that the botch spot of the night?
I feel like my botch spot of the night was like... the entire, like, first two-thirds of that, where it was just, like, the Revival and the Ascension eliminating each other. Like, why did you make this 50 guys?
Yeah.
It's so long. Like, I feel like...
if you wanted to make it a bigger Royal Rumble than any before, like, why not go 40? Why not go 35? Like... why 50?
I'm going to propose that they do another Royal Rumble. They do two Royal Rumbles a year.
Yeah?
Yeah, one for SummerSlam, one for WrestleMania.
Wow.
What do you guys think of that?
I don't like it.
Ah, fuck.
I think that's an awful idea. But I do. I would love to see another Saudi Arabian Royal Rumble with 100 people in it.
Oh, my God. Like, maybe if they came in every 30 seconds, like...
Yeah.
You have to have them coming in way faster.
I just love Royal Rumbles, guys.
I want to see a 100-man Royal Rumble won by Dan Matha.
Mansoor wins Mansoor, it all.
Yeah.
He comes in at number one, stays the entire length, all 100 people.
I did really like Daniel Bryan being in there for a really long time.
Yeah,
that was
man.
Nice.
Like, yeah. There were moments in here that I think like hold up. Like, you have the Daniel Bryan... like Jericho and Kevin Owens, like there are moments that this had. I think ultimately it's like it's kind of one of those things where like a lot of the Saudi Arabia stuff seems to happen kind of out of canon.
Yeah
you know, like no repercussions from Kane,
like
Velasquez.
A house show almost.
No repercussions from like Team Hogan versus Team Flair didn't have any stakes. Tyson Fury beating Braun Strowman literally didn't matter. So it's kind of one of those things where it's like, it's just fun. Everybody got their shit in. Everybody got paid. You know, it's weird that, like, with the, like, Khashoggi stuff, with not being paid, with being held hostage, like, that they're still doing these Saudi shows. I don't understand what the game plan there is necessarily.
Money, baby. No ladies or ladies, like hardly any ladies.
Yeah.
It's the thing I like the least about the WWE right now. And it's like, it's a real moral dilemma.
That's the thing.
You know, it's an actual thing that, like, when one of these events come on, like, I want to watch it just because it's a spectacle, right? Like, it's...
But you feel bad about it.
Yeah, and it's, like, yeah. I actually have feelings about it. I'm like, this is wrong. I'm like... Mm-hmm.
It's wrong that they're doing it. It's wrong that they're making the wrestlers do it. Mm-hmm. And, like, yeah, there's a lot of stuff that's wrong.
Like, especially when you have a company like AEW that's doing pay-per-views where the proceeds are going to benefit, like, victims of mass shootings.
Yep.
Like, it's just, like... Come on, man, be a star. Like, on the global stage,
you're
be a star.
Talking out both sides of your mouth, man. Like, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know. I have fun doing these, like, watch-alongs. You know, these are always...
We should do one a month, maybe for a shotgun.
Oh, God, oh, one geez. A month?
I think Every that's doable. Months? Maybe we'll see how the fans react to this
We
one.
Should do more, though.
What do you think about expanding it beyond, like, just because so far we've only done it for Royal Rumbles? Maybe we do, like, an Iron Man match watch along.
We can do, like, the Bret Shawn.
Yeah.
Would it be a really dangerous move to actually do one for something happening live?
I'm barely holding it together with the recording technology that we have. I don't know how Twitch works. Twitch?
How about this?
No. Okay, sorry. I don't mean, like, live for our fucking listeners. I mean, like, we're watching something that's happening live and recording it.
How about we do it at my place?
For the Royal Rumble this weekend?
I'll get a camera. I'll order one off Amazon. And then we can stream it off Twitch.
That's not what I meant at all, folks.
Let's just do...
Yeah,
let's
so
do,
Lauren's idea, I think, is great.
So,
no!
We're going to do an Instagram live video of a podcast recording with my phone set up.
We're going to do
a
YouTube.
A YouTube, yeah.
A YouTube stream.
You know, if you're out there listening and you have any ideas of how we can up our live podcasting game, you can hit us up at facebook.com/stonecoldshots.
Tweet at us at Stone Cold Shots Podcast on Twitter.
We have a Twitter?
Yeah, we have a Twitter.
Yeah. Okay.
Josh is posting all the hot memes on Twitter. I'm posting some great Photoshops up at Instagram.com/StoneColdShotsPodcast.
We have a Facebook.
Yeah. Lauren's running the Facebook account.
Absolutely not.
Hit us up on your podcasting app of choice. Give us those 5 bald heads.
A rating, a review.
Honestly, would be really nice. In the meantime, like, enjoy Royal Rumble weekend.
Yeah, we'll be watching it with you.
We'll be watching it there with you in spirit. We'll be watching NXT TakeOver, NWA. I can't remember what their pay-per-view is called.
In spirit and on YouTube and Twitch.
And Twitch. Twitch.com/StoneColdShots. Is that how Twitch works?
Yeah, I'm setting it up as soon as I get home.
Oh, God.